spread on the Coast to Coast AM website, which we downloaded off of your Paradyne.com website. Nuclear receptor, what is that?
A nuclear receptor is a device that slows down the despiraling process of the DNA and allows the body to process poisons. One of the tests we do is you hold your arm straight out and have somebody push it down to determine how strong that arm is.
Mm-hmm.
Take a tube of glue. I don't recommend you do this at home, but have them breathe the glue and they test weak. Put the receptor on them with a tube of toxic glue. They're breathing it, holding her arm out, and they actually test stronger than they did without the glue wearing the receptor. That's one of the, what I call it, more risque tests, but it actually demonstrates a point. It allows you to process poison, and that's what pretty much everybody has to do. And more or less kind of become empowered by it, not weakened by it, but not recommended, but that's the bottom line what it does.
How does it work?
Well, it works on the hydrogen atom. When you get one, we have color charts that we test you for one of seven different frequencies that would be weak. The entire seven levels of consciousness, or the endocrine system, is triggered off of the hydrogen atom, because the hydrogen atom is the atom that brings in consciousness.
Are these the same colors that one's aura might be?
Well, the aura is determined by the most predominant synapting frequency at any given time. For example, if your pituitary action is very strong, you'll have a red aura, and if it's weak, then you need red. Then we would put a ruby on the receptor and you'd wear it. If your thyroid action is very strong, you'll project a green aura. Or if the base of your spine, the lower part of your body is powerful, it'll be amethyst, it'll be violet. Okay, so with the human body, it's these different organs are constantly intermingling, intermeshing with each other.
Okay,
and so what happens is you get a multitude of frequencies, and where we start to look, I don't know if you know, I helped develop Kirlian photography in the world.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, I did. I wrote the first books on it. A friend of mine over at Stanford and I did it back in the early mid 70s, and then we took it to Europe. We took S.D. Kirlian's original work. I wrote a book called Death of Ignorance, which really goes into it. And then I licensed that book out. A lot of people wrote these aura books. So I really got into aura studies at a very, at the infancy of it. And what we used to look for was holes in the aura. And what we used to do is we made a small camera that you put your hand inside of. We'd have you think a positive thought, a negative thought, and a neutral thought. And we could tell, because each one of your fingers represents all the organs in the body, and by looking at, a discharge around your finger, maybe an absence of discharge around your finger would take us to a particular area of the body. And that was the foundational work that we did to develop the nuclear receptor, I might add. And so the color stuff, we got into that later on when we got into a higher bandwidth film. As Polaroid started to develop more and more better films, then we were able to interpret color. And so it just kind of went from one step to the other. Because the original S.D. Kirlian camera, you laid down on a piece of film that was, it was like a blanket.
Almost like an X-ray, except you're on top of it?
Right, exactly. And the way that the Kirlian cameras worked is that they ground, the aura provides a grounding step, because you're dealing with high voltage here. Okay, you're putting a high voltage electrostatic charge on your fingertips, usually through an insulator, through a piece of plastic, so you don't get a shock. And so what happens is the voltage is on one side of the plastic, and your body's on the other side of the plastic, and the voltage is grounded through the plastic by the grounding. So what we're looking at in the body is grounding, okay?
Okay.
If you have a nerve or a synapse or a set of nerves that are open or broken or full of antigens or poisons or clogged, it shows up as an absence of grounding, so therefore you have a hole in the aura. And that's how it started. Then we got into color, because now we can modulate the frequencies. Like when I used to work with Peter Tompkins, we did this thing, a book called The Secret Life of the Plants, and we used to do spectrum analysis of plants. Not AC/DC or ohm, measuring with an ohm meter plants, but actual spectrum analysis. We used to use the Hewlett-Packard spectrum analyzer. And so we could get a full bandwidth of frequencies in a plant. Well, the same thing with the human body. And obviously, when you look at a whole bandwidth of frequencies in the human body, you're going to see colors, because what is light, what is electromagnetic frequency, is absolutely color across one part of the spectrum. So that's what we added color to the original black and white photography that was done. So, we had a lot of fun with that.
Okay, so is this a necklace that you wear? What do you do with it?
Yeah, it's a necklace that you wear. After you find out what color that you need.
Okay, now how do we know that? How does
a muscle test? We either push your arm down, or have you take your thumb and your forefinger and have somebody, pull your finger apart and have you hold a different color stone or a different color receptor. We have these little kits, and that tells us where you're weak. Whatever one you're weak, whatever color you're weak in is the one you need. And then what happens is when you wear it on your body, your body starts changing the integrity of the cellular reproduction changes, meaning that your cells are better now, because instead of your cells getting weaker and weaker and weaker to the point where telomeres is an end result of DNA and the cell quits altogether, it makes the cell last longer. So you see it, and we start looking at body groups of cells. The first area that's infected by the receptor is the quickest group to decay. That's the red blood cell. The red blood cell completely changes itself out like a self oil change in 90 days. So wearing a receptor for 90 days will change the chemical constituency of your blood. The next thing, of course, we go into the skin, and the next thing we go into all the way to the bones, which takes 7 years. So what happens is, in a 7-year period, instead of your body degenerating like it normally would because of the toxicity of the planet and the electromagnetic and the scalar waves and all these negative things that go on, and ELF, your body slows down and starts processing better, so you start seeing a change in your body.
Now the shape of the necklace, the round part, looks like a parabola. Is that on purpose?
That's right. And there's pyramids that are right side up, and there's pyramids that are upside down. If you test somebody, if you put a pyramid on somebody's head, right side up, and put their arm out, it's strong. You turn it upside down, they'll test weak. Because what happens is, it forms a yin and yang energy field, or what's called the chi forces in the body are affected.
Are those little pyramids that I see inside of it?
Yeah, there are little pyramids inside, and they're upside down, right side up.
Okay.
And so one puts out a yang field, one puts out a yin field, and they meet in the center where the bridge is. The upside down ones are the yin field, the bottom ones on the bottom are yang, and the right and left are yin and yang, and their energies meet in the center, a focal point, and that's where the gemstone is.
Okay, and what's the purpose of the gemstone?
The gemstone acts as a filter. That's all it is a filter. And it takes this energy, this yin and yang, this chi force, it filters it to one color frequency and sends it back radionically through that little hole in the back of it, which you might not be able to see.
You can't see the hole, okay.
Yeah. And it goes out through a Yanan mantram, which is on the back of there's a focusing device on the back of the receptor you can't see, and that goes into one field of influence on your body, of your aura. In other words, one magnetic field line of flux is affected. Now, that's when it becomes a radionic or a homeopathic device, meaning that in homeopathy, if you want to make something strong, let's say you've got a substance and water. You got 10 times the amount of water and a little bit of the substance. That's a 10x.
Yes.
To make it 100x, you don't put more of the substance. You dilute the water 100 times, and that makes it 100 times more stronger. And that's the science of radionics and homeopathic medicine. And now, homeopathic medicine is like cures like, so you use poisons to cure poisons.
Can you change out, or do they change out the gemstone?
We do in the silver ones, the platinum ones, and the gold ones that we make, because we make a lot of different metals. I got to tell you this, the silver, platinum, and gold ones also become radioactive. You have to take them off a couple and rinse them off. They absorb radiation down the body. There is so much radiation in the air because we have had nuclear bombs blasted on this planet. This is one example. Since World War II, about 1,000 bombs have gone off. Radiation is everywhere, and it's in a water table, especially.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah. So what happens is we become radioactive. Now, if we become radioactive, the first places in the human body to break down is the prostate and the mammary gland. The mammary gland is breast cancer, and the prostate is prostate cancer, if you're sensitive to those kinds of things. So when you wear the receptor, it lowers the risk of these possibilities happening, but you've got to keep rinsing the thing off because it becomes radioactive. If you don't, it feels like a little lead weight around you.
Is this something you can wear under your clothes?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, you can wear it anywhere you want, but under your clothes is the best place, and around your neck is good because it keeps it, lined up north and south and east and west and all the things that make it work the best.